Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The University of Virginia's governing board held an emergency meeting last night to vote forward a new zero-tolerance policy on campus sexual assault. The recent Rolling Stone report on an alleged fraternity house gang rape and allegations of a cover-up of a rape culture at the school is shaking the campus to its core. Last night, UVA President Teresa Sullivan offered condolences to rape survivors and said this.
I want to make it perfectly clear to you and to the watching world that nothing is more important to me than the safety of our students. Not our reputation, not our success, and not our history or our tradition. If there are systemic problems, they must be rooted out.
A former UVA dean told us UVA is particularly egregious when it comes to sexual assaults, but many colleges are wrestling with that problem and others. And we want to drop in today on the University of California system. Former Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano took the helm there in 2013. In September, she set up a UC task force to improve the way the 10-campus system addresses sexual assaults, adopting a yes means yes rather than no means no policy on sexual consent, something the state also recently put into law. And last week, the Board of Regents passed President Napolitano's plan to hike school tuition by as much as 5% a year for 5 years. That's a compounded increase of as much as 27%. And according to Napolitano, it's a way of letting parents and students plan. But many others, including California Governor Jerry Brown and a student we spoke with, say it is too much. Let's hear from UC President Janet Napolitano. Welcome.
Thank you.
And President Napolitano, start with the tuition hikes. It provoked a lot of student protests, a lot of finger pointing. You've publicly laid part of the blame on state cuts. But tell us more about your reasoning.
Well, state cuts are the beginning of it. California, like virtually every other state, drastically cut funding for public higher education during the Great Recession. But in point of fact, in California, for many years, the state had been reducing the amount it was putting into the University of California, even while we were increasing enrollment. And so what the regents voted on was a plan which said, look, we will not increase tuition more than 5% a year during the next 5 years, depending on the level of state support. And I think it's important to recognize that in California, unlike many other states, the way our financial aid program works, 55% of the California resident undergraduates, in fact, pay no tuition.
Out-of-staters pay the bulk of tuition, and yet the in-state students still have very high room and board, as it's been acknowledged there. But as you all know, Governor Brown says he's planning on increasing tuition by 4% a year over the next 2 years, but also he and others lay the blame on school spending too much. Let's listen for a second. We spoke with Sadia Saifedean last week. She's a UC Berkeley senior and the student regent on the Board of Regents. Here's what she said.
Almost at every regents meeting, we are confirming salaries of upwards of $300,000 for administrators, right? Who, if they were doing the same job at the state level or at some other nonprofit, they would be making a lot less.
And President Napolitano, if you could just indulge me for one more second, because we spoke to Ben Ginsburg about this, and he points out that from 1975 to 2005, spending by colleges tripled, but faculty-to-student ratio stayed pretty much the same. The spending that increased was on administrators.
Can I inject? Because an independent public policy institute just came out with a study right before the regents meeting, and it found that the reason that tuition has had to go up at the University of California is not because of administrator salaries. It's not because of costs at the university. It is in large part, overwhelmingly, because states have disinvested in public higher education. We trimmed over $660 million out of our budget. We've actually reduced the number of administrators, and we've reduced overall administrative compensation. And that's really what the struggle going on in California is, and I suspect in other states as well.
Well, Prop 30 was a ballot question. It was meant to fund schools, passed overwhelmingly, but only a fraction went to colleges.
Very little went to higher education. I think when people voted for Prop 30 or when the Board of Regents here voted to support it, they believed that it would cover the amount that the state had already reduced spending for the universities.
Yeah. Well, I want to jump ahead to one of the other issues you've had to deal with, and that's very much in the headlines. The University of Virginia is reeling over the sexual assault allegations laid out in the Rolling Stone article. Did you read that article about, by the way, about the appalling claims of rape on that campus?
I did, and I was appalled. I'm actually a University of Virginia alum, been getting, communications from the president of the university and what she's doing to cope with this situation. But it is absolutely unacceptable, as everyone acknowledges.
Well, what to do? Earlier this year, the Department of Education released a list of 55 colleges. UC Berkeley was one of them. UVA was another, under investigation to determine if their handling of sexual assaults violated federal laws. We know that in the UC system, there's been brand new thinking backed up by the state law that was passed, switching from no means no to yes means yes. This idea that lack of resistance does not mean a consent for sex. How was that going? Because there was a lot of criticism that it was just too much for young people to do, to keep saying yes all along the way.
Two things. One is the Department of Education list is a list of colleges against whom complaints have been lodged. Those complaints have not yet been investigated or validated one way or the other. So Berkeley takes this issue very seriously. All our campuses do. We have a system-wide sexual assault task force, and now we're in the process of putting independent advocates on every campus. I've provided the funding for that, having uniform training for how to properly conduct an investigation in this arena. But more important, perhaps, is the culture change that has to happen here. And that's what yes means yes really means, which is to say, if your partner is drunk or incapable of providing consent or saying no, that's not good enough. It has to be your partner saying, yes, I would like to have a relationship with you.
And drunkenness on the part of the accused perpetrator is also not a defense. How do you address drinking on college campuses?
Well, it's a big, serious health problem on our campuses. One of the things that's important, however, is to separate that from sexual assault, because too often you get into, well, it's the victim's fault for getting drunk in the first place. We want to treat those two things very separately.
Oh. By the way, you mentioned the president of UVA, that you've had some communication with her, given that you're an alum. This article in Rolling Stone detailed not just allegations of rape, but a cover-up of a culture of rape on the college campus. Do you think that Teresa Sullivan should step down?
No, I think that when in a situation like this, the focus ought to be on what needs to be done to fix the problem. And obviously at UVA, there's a lot of work to be done. There's work to be done on every college campus in this arena. None of us should sit back and say, well, we've got this fixed. This is a big issue in college life today.
University of California President Janet Napolitano, thanks so much for taking a few minutes for us.
Thank you.